For those of you who are not familiar with Sasha and Olga, missionaries along with their children that we support in Ukraine. They are Ukrainian. We have a connection with them primarily through Becky Glough, who served as a missionary in Ukraine for, I always forget the number, Becky, if you're there, call it out, what? 9 years in Ukraine, and was a part of a church planting team that worked with Sasha and Olga in planting the church that that they do ministry at now. And so as Becky came back to the States and got plugged into here at LifePoint, we began to make this connection. We've sent some teams over, multiple teams to Ukraine. Sasha and Olga have come here with their kids multiple times as well. And so they're here in the States now. You can imagine why. Olga and the kids have been here for a few months now, running an apartment, a house just across the street here from the church. And Sasha's here for as long as he's going to be here. And he may be able to share some of that with you tonight. But so they're here just to give us an update and to let us know what the Lord is doing there in Ukraine. So Sasha, Olga, thanks for coming.
У вас так много сьогодні.
There are so many of you today.
Дякую. Я, чесно кажучи, не очікував, що стільки буде людей.
Well, frankly speaking, I did not expect so many people to show up.
Я несу служіння пастора вже 17 років.
I've been serving as a pastor for 17 years now.
Ну, я скажу, я давно так не хвилювався.
But frankly speaking, it's I have not been as nervous as I am today for a long time.
При тому я знаю, що ви нас любите і прийшли сюди і підтримуєте нас, але я не знаю.
But I know you love us dearly and you support us and we're so happy to be here.
Мабуть, я дуже хочу, щоб ім'я Христа сьогодні було прославлено.
But still I'm a little nervous, but I really want the name of Jesus be especially glorified today.
А це не так просто зробити під час війни.
And it's not that easy to do so especially at the times of war.
І ви краще зрозумієте це.
And I can explain why.
Я хотів привітати старих друзів, яких ми сьогодні побачили.
Well, first of all, I would like to greet all the friends we've known for years.
За останні тижні ми познайомилися з новими друзями тут в Індіанаполісі.
And for the last weeks and for the last months we've made so many new friends.
І нам так приємно, що ви прийняли наше запрошення.
And we're so happy that you guys listened to our invitation and are here today.
Сьогодні було хліболамання, і воно нагадує нам про нашу єдність.
And today we had a communion and it reminds us that we all are united in Christ.
Я повернусь до України і обов'язково нагадаю нашим братам та сестрам, що наша сім'я дуже велика.
When I will go back, I will make sure I will remind our brothers and sisters in Ukraine that our family is huge.
І що зацікавленість до України дуже велика.
And I will tell them that people all around the world are interested in what's really happening.
Українці думають, що скоро про них всі забудуть.
Ukrainians today think that well, probably the whole world will forget about them really soon.
Тому що думати про війну це тяжко.
Because it is really hard to think and remember about the war going somewhere else.
Хочеться, щоб все скоріше закінчилось.
You really want the things to be peaceful and the war coming to the end.
Але такі українці, як я, ми знаємо, що це війна надовго.
But the Ukrainians like me know that this war is going to last long.
Тому що Росія велика.
Because Russia is a big country.
І українців багато роботи.
And Ukrainians have a lot of work to do.
Наше завдання – зупинити їх.
Our task is stop the aggression.
Щоб вони не добрались до інших країн.
So that they will not be able to ruin other countries.
Головна мета сьогоднішньої презентації – не залякати вас.
The goal of me talking to you today is not to scare you off.
Не для того, щоб ви сумували.
I don't want to make you sad.
Я трохи нервуюсь з цього приводу, щоб ви не засмутились надмірно.
And I'm really a little worried that I don't want to put you into the depths of sorrow too much.
І повірте, все, що я буду розповідати, це просто правда.
And whatever I'm going to share today, it's just the truth.
І мета така, я хочу показати темряву.
And my goal is to show the darkness.
І я нічого перебільшувати не буду.
And I'm not going to exaggerate.
І я показую тільки одну мільйонну цієї темряви.
And I will be able to show just one smallest part of the darkness.
Друга мета – це показати як яскраво сяють зірки в цій темряві.
And at the same time, my other goal is to show you the bright stars, the shining as bright as never before in the midst of the darkness.
Я хочу, щоб ви побачили, що церква Ісуса Христа яскраво сяє серед цієї тьми.
And I want you to see the Church of Christ shining bright among the darkness.
Ви знаєте таке висловлення? Чим темніша ніч, чим більше темрява, тим яскравіше сяють зірки.
And you probably know this saying, the darker the night is, the brighter the stars are.
І це сьогодні про Україну.
And today it is the saying about Ukraine.
І остання мета, третя. Це я знаю, що є люди, які за нас моляться.
And my other goal is to serve the people who pray for us. And I know there are many of you who pray.
І я хотів би, щоб у вас молитовний список сьогодні оновився.
And I would like to renew your prayer list today.
Тому під час презентації, будь ласка, робіть собі нотатки, за що ви будете молитись за Україну.
So during tonight, I would really encourage you to make sure you renew your prayer list and make notes of new prayer requests.
Сьогодні наприкінці буде частина питань та відповідей.
And I hope today we can have some questions and answers time.
Але перед тим, як ви задасте свої питання, я вам задав питання. За що ви вирішили молитися за Україну?
But before the question and answers time, I would like to ask you a question. What are you committed to pray for Ukraine?
Двоє людей з цього сектора, двоє людей з цього і двоє з цього.
I would really like to hear maybe a couple of people from each section.
Буде добре, якщо ви назовете свій молитовний список.
It would really encourage me to hear what would be your prayer answers to us.
Добре, тому ж ми розпочинаємо.
So let's us begin.
Нам треба таку позицію зайняти, щоб я бачив, мабуть, як давай я сюди стану. Я буду так бачити. Тобі треба бачити, чи будеш перекладати? Okay. Добре. І так, війна прийшла на територію України.
So the war came to the territory of Ukraine.
Вона прийшла в 2014 році.
And it started in 2014.
Але повномасштабне вторгнення Росії відбулось 23 лютого.
But the real aggression on the land started February 23rd.
Росія напала на Україну.
Russia attacked Ukraine.
Якщо ви не знаєте, територія України – це територія як Техас.
Just to remind you that the territory of Ukraine equals the territory of Texas.
І вона з Францією ділить першу позицію по величині в Європі.
And it is as large in Europe, it is, well, we used to say it's the second largest country after France, but it's about, these countries are about the same territory-wise.
Наше населення більше 40 мільйонів людей.
Our population is more than 40 million people.
Українці дуже добрі люди.
And Ukrainians are very kind people.
Наскільки це можливо бути для грішних людей?
As much as the sinners can be kind.
Одна з рис українців – нам ніколи нічого не потрібно було чужого.
One of the national character traits is that Ukrainians never long for something that does not belong to them.
Нам завжди було достатньо свого.
Ukrainians always have enough of their own.
Але наш північний сусід інший.
But our northern neighbor has a different mentality.
Вони навчились у монголо-татар забирати.
And they learned from other countries, from other nations, from Mongols to take something that does not belong to them.
В ці хвилини російські літаки, морські човни обстрілюють Україну.
At this very moment, Russian air jets, airplanes and military cruisers bomb Ukraine.
Вони скидають страшні бомби на нас.
So they actually throwing the heavyweight bombs on Ukraine.
Я сьогодні не просто так в чорній вишиванці.
And today it is a reason why I'm wearing the black Ukrainian shirt.
Це не тому, що я хотів вдягати таку вишиванку.
It's not because I wanted to wear the black color.
Сьогодні вранці о 5 годину ранку обстріляли Київ.
Today at 5 in the morning they bombed Kyiv again.
6 крилатих ракет прилетіли.
6 cruise missiles struck the city.
Вони влучили в apartment building, там де спали люди.
And they hit apartment buildings apartment buildings where people were just peacefully sleeping.
І кожного дня, коли у нас є скорбота, ми вдягаємо чорну вишиванку.
And every time we wear a black Ukrainian shirt when to show our grief and sorrow.
Вже вбито більше 100 тисяч людей, як з боку України, так і з боку росіян.
More than 100,000 people were killed, both Russians and Ukrainians.
Це страшно.
And it's scary.
Ми українці, ми скорбимо і за українцями, і за росіянами, тому що це люди.
And we as Ukrainians, we are very sorry both for Russians and Ukrainians because we all are people.
Президент Росії вирішив знищувати українців.
The Russian president decided just to destroy the Ukrainian nation.
До початку війни ми думали, що вони хочуть просто нас взяти під контроль.
Well, before the war started, we were really thinking that he would just want to occupy Ukraine and control it as they used to.
Але коли розпочалась війна, ми зрозуміли, що вони прийшли забрати наше життя.
But then, when the war broke out, we realized that they came to our land to take our lives.
Мільйони українців об'єднались в боротьбі проти цього зла.
And millions of Ukrainians were united against this evil.
Ваш президент, минулому президент Рейган, сказав такі слова.
And you remember your president Reagan, he was very specific about Russia.
СРСР це імперія зла.
And he said that the USSR is the evil empire.
Наш президент Зеленський сказав, що ми це зло переможемо.
And our president Zelensky said that we are going to overcome this evil.
Я маю честь разом з іншими українцями об'єднатися, щоб захищати нашу країну від зла.
And I'm honored to fight together with my fellow Ukrainian brothers and sisters to protect the whole world from this evil.
І ми віримо, що захищаючи нашу Україну, ми захищаємо весь цивілізований світ.
And we believe that while protecting our country, we are protecting the whole civilized world.
Мій друг одного разу сказав: "Одна фотографія замінює тисячі слів".
One my friend told me once that one picture can replace 1,000 words.
І я вам зараз покажу достатньо фото, які замінять мільйон моїх слів.
And I can share several pictures with you that will replace millions of my words.
Розпочнемо.
So let's begin.
Більшість фото, які будуть тут, зробив я чи мої друзі.
The most pictures I'm going to show tonight are taken by me personally or by my friends and our volunteers.
І зараз ви бачите нашого волонтера, який знаходиться внизу кратера від бомби.
And here you can see one of our volunteers, and this guy is right on the bottom of the crater that was left under there.
Ось такі бомби вони кидають на нас.
After the bomb exploded. So
уявіть, який радіус цієї воронки.
So they throw the heavyweight bombs on us, so you can just imagine looking at this crater.
Ця бомба не розірвалась.
This bomb never exploded.
Next. Бачите, там невеличке озеро.
You can see a little lake on the bottom.
А зверху бачите, дерева лежать.
And right on the top you can see the trees.
Це серед лісу відбулось.
So it happened right in the forest.
Next. Ось такі бомби вони кидають на мирних жителів.
So these are the bombs that they throw to the cities of civilians.
Це крилата ракета.
And this is the cruise missile.
Сьогодні по Україні було випущено таких 50.
Today they struck 50 cruise missiles at Ukraine.
6, як ви знаєте, досягли Києва, як я вже сказав.
Six of them targeted Kyiv.
Next.
As I said.
Коли ракета потрапляє в будинок, це багатоповерховий будинок, то вони так руйнуються.
So when the missile targeted hits the building, so this is what happens.
І у нас проблема, у нас немає служб, які можуть це швидко розбирати.
And unfortunately, we're not trained and we don't have enough services to clean it up quickly.
І якщо там були люди, вони там знаходяться.
And unfortunately, if the people were there,
next,
they were not able to get out for a while.
Next. Особливо тяжко дивитись на людей похилого віку.
It's especially difficult to see people of older age.
У цієї жінки нічого, крім її будинку, немає.
This woman has nothing but her little house.
І в неї немає страховки, нічого немає.
And she has no insurance or no care, no special care.
І якщо діти запросять її до себе, вона не зможе поїхати до дітей, тому що українці не можуть жити на чужій землі.
And if she has any children or anyone who would ask her to move in with them, she would probably would not want to go because our people so rooted into the place where they live, where they were born.
Більшість таких, як вона, продовжують жити там.
To most people like this lady continue living in the ruins on their own land.
Next. Ось такі бомби величезні. Next. Next. Це мій друг Діма.
This is my friend Dima.
Він виходить з кратеру великої воронки.
So he is actually climbing out of the crater.
І я не встиг його сфотографувати, коли він був внизу.
The crater was left by bomb and I could not take a picture of him when he was still at the bottom of the crater.
Він там був дуже маленький.
And he was really tiny and I could hardly see him.
А тепер подивіться, що навколо цієї воронки знаходиться.
And the next picture tells you what's around this crater.
От тут були будинки.
Right here there were houses.
Вони кидають вакуумні бомби.
So the Russians throw the vacuum bombs.
І вакуумні бомби, вони просто все знищують.
And what they do, they just level up when they explode, they just level up all the buildings around.
Я був просто шокований, що там були будинки.
And I was actually shocked when I realized that there were houses there.
Next. Тут були будинки.
More ruined houses.
Це був цегляний будинок.
That was a solid house built of bricks.
І вони від фізичних якихось процесів складаються в внутрішню.
Yeah, and because the bombs, these heavyweight bombs explode next to them, they just fold inside.
Next. Тут був будинок.
There was a house too.
Я до кінця не розумію, як це працює.
I just don't understand how it happens, but it's just ruined to pieces.
Next. Там можна побачити дитячий велосипед, коляску.
Like you can see some children's toys and bicycles.
Next. Одного разу я був в такому селі, я нарахував 82 зруйнованих будинки.
Once I went I was in the village that was ruined by one of the vacuum bombs.
Це просто як поле таке.
And I could see like the whole field of ruined buildings and I counted 82 of them.
І ця табличка, яка в руках.
And you can see me holding like this metal piece.
Я підібрав біля цього будинку. Next.
And I found this metal piece by the ruined house.
Next. Це будинок, в якому жив Паша і його сім'я.
A guy named Pasha and his family used to live in this building.
І табличка, яку я тримав в руках, там написано «Вулиця Затишна».
And the metal plate I was holding in my hand on the previous picture has the name of the street. And the name of the street is Street of Peace.
І я підійняв її там.
So I found this metal plate with the name of the street.
І привіз її сюди до вас.
And I brought it here to show to you.
І вона знаходиться там біля фотографії.
And you can see it in the lobby by the pictures.
Ви можете її взяти в руки.
So you can actually touch it and look at it.
Щоб відчути це горе.
Just to feel the grief.
Next. Це Паша.
And this is Pasha.
Ми евакуювали його сім'ю.
We were able to evacuate his family.
Із міста Чернігів.
From the city of Chernihiv.
Коли ми відправили до Польщі його ж дружину і доньку, він прийшов до нас до церкви.
And when we sent when we helped his wife and their child to get to Poland, Pasha came to us to the church.
І сказав: "Я пишаюсь вами".
And he said, "I'm so proud of you guys".
Ви дуже сміливі люди.
You're very brave people.
Ви приїхали за нами, коли нас обстрілювали, бомбардували.
You came to Chernihiv, to our city when we were severely bombed to help us get out.
Ви врятували мою дружину, мою доньку.
You saved the lives of my wife and my child.
Але мій будинок згорів.
But I have nothing. My house is leveled down.
Все, що у мене є цей рюкзак.
And everything I have is just a little backpack, he showed.
Чи можу я залишитись з вами?
And he asked if he could stay with the guys, with the volunteers.
Чи можу я служити з вами?
And he asked, can I serve together with you?
І це чоловік, у якого немає ніякого християнського бекграунду.
And Pasha is the guy who has no Christian background.
Він свідчив, що він ніколи про Бога не думав.
And he told us that he never even thought about God.
І коли він зустрів віруючих, які допомагають людям, які страждають, він зрозумів, що є Бог.
But when he met people, believers who are helping others on behalf of God, he realized that God really exists.
Тому що в той час, як більшість людей біжать від війни, християни біжать до тих, хто страждає, і це шокуюче.
Because while the hard times come, most people try to flee from the war. Christians turn their faces to the people who are the most who are in the most need during the time of troubles.
Скажи про те, що ми живемо в церкві і чому.
Yeah, and if you don't mind, I can add a little bit about the church. Like when the war first broke out, it was really difficult to stay in the apartment all the time because of the constant air raids and sirens, and we had to go to the bomb shelter and sitting there in the bomb shelter talking to each other and talking to our neighbors, we thought, well, we need to think of a plan to help all these people and to help our own family. And we were thinking, well, the church building can become a great shelter for all of us. And since our church is built of really thick concrete walls, it can be used as a bomb shelter and as a humanitarian center. So on the fourth day of war, our family, as well as several other families from our church, moved into the church building, and we were sleeping in the church on the floor, like on the stage, under the cross. And it was very scary, but it was beautiful that the house of Lord became our shelter. And soon people were coming there, both people from our church and non-believers looking for a place to stay overnight and to find some food and medicine and just talk to believers.
Thank you. I trust her, what she said. Okay. Паша сьогодні кожну неділю проводить нових людей до церкви.
So as I said, like many people moved from the church, moved to the church, and they were living there. And Паша, since he lost everything, he asked if he could move in with the guys and live there.
Він отримав вперше в своєму житті Біблію.
The first time in his life, he was presented with a Bible.
Він зростає в пізнанні Бога.
And he's growing in knowing the Lord.
І я дуже радий, що під час війни він увірував.
And I'm so happy that even during the wartime,
next,
he became a believer.
Так виглядають багато міст України.
And this is how many of Ukrainian cities look today.
Там вже неможливо буде жити.
It will be impossible to live there anymore.
Якщо ви бачите, внизу лежить нерозірвана бомба.
And you can see on the bottom there is a bomb that never exploded, but it is still there.
Такі бомби розриваються на отакі уламки.
And these bombs, when they explode, they separate into millions of pieces like that.
Мені зараз потрібно два волонтери, хто може підійти.
I would like two volunteers to come up to the stage.
Підійдіть до мене.
If you guys would like to.
Come in, two volunteers. One, two. Окей. Підстав, будь ласка, своє руки.
Just stretch your hands.
Що ти відчуваєш?
What do you feel?
This is very heavy.
Про що ти думаєш?
What are you thinking about? Or what does it make you think of?
What I missed due to buildings, to people.
Я з жахом думаю, коли це попадає в тіло людини.
Yeah, it's scary even to think what happens to buildings or to people when
ви зможете це взяти,
see that.
Ви зможете це взяти там і потримати в руках.
So you can look at it later and hold it.
Це уламок від ракети.
And this is the piece of a missile.
Я його витягнув з стіни в одному з будинків.
So when I was cleaning up the ruins, I got it from the, it was stuck in the wall, so I got it from there.
Що ти відчуваєш?
What do you feel? How do you feel?
I imagine that it must have taken a lot of explosive to make something this solid do this.
Ну, на початку, мабуть, було.
Угу. Дякую.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Ви також зможете це взяти в ваші руки.
So you can also look at it later.
І цим зараз усіяна земля нашої України.
So these are just two little pieces and our land is covered with that.
Next. Ця жінка повернулась до своєї квартири.
This woman came back to her apartment.
Заглядає через двері, і ось що вона бачить.
So she's looking through the doors and this is what she
Next.
Can see.
Якщо ви бачите, там чоловік знаходиться.
As you probably can see, there is a man right in the
inside the house. Він збирає речі після бомбардування.
So this is just, can I say something? Yeah. So this is just the apartment building, and most people in Ukraine lived in this 5-story, 9-story apartment buildings, and this is what's left after the explosions. And you can see that there's a kitchen and like a sofa, and so the people just go back to their ruined houses and trying to pick up some stuff that still can be used.
Я скажу, я обіцяв, що я сьогодні плакати не буду.
I promised myself that I would not be crying today.
Але коли я думаю, де вони будуть жити, я не знаю.
But when I think what's going to happen to these people, where they're going to go to, where they're going to live, it breaks my heart.
І такі вже мільйони.
And there are millions of people like this gentleman.
Будь ласка, запишіть в свій молитовник, моліться про тих людей, які втратили свої квартири.
So I would really ask you if you could renew your prayer list and pray for those people who lost their houses and have no place to live.
Бачите двох людей, вони стоять і дивляться на свої квартири.
And these are two people who came back to see what happened to their building.
Next. А це після попадання, такий результат. Це чиясь квартира.
This is what happens to just people's apartments after the missile strike.
Next. Це місто знаходиться 10 миль від Києва.
This is a city about 10 miles away from Kyiv.
20 миль від того дому, де я, будинку, де я живу.
Basically 20 miles from our apartment.
Next.
Apartment building.
Росіяни повністю зруйнували його.
The Russians totally destroyed and leveled it down.
Це фото зверху, якщо ви розумієте.
So as you can understand, it's picture from Next. From above.
Зруйновані міста, просто зруйновані.
So many cities Next. And villages are ruined and it's impossible to live there anymore.
Це фото міста Маріуполь.
This is the picture of the city called Mariupol.
Маріуполь – це місто, де народилась і виросла моя дружина.
Mariupol is the place where my wife was born and grew up.
Це місто, де живуть її батьки.
This is the place where her parents live.
Це місто, яке дуже люблять мої діти.
This is the... The city that this is the city that our kids really love because there's the seaside and we used to go there to the seaside every year.
Next. Тут написано, що в Маріуполі на той момент, коли це писалось, загинуло 21 тисяч людей.
And this is just a cross saying that 21,000 people from Mariupol were murdered.
Я обіцяв пастору Джиму, що не буду показувати тішки фото.
And of course we don't want to show any pictures that we don't want to see.
Тому я не показую фото, де просто люди хоронили інших людей на бекярдах.
But the situation was really difficult and people had to bury their family members right in their backyards.
Next. Це люди, які вижили в Маріуполі.
These are the people who survived in Mariupol.
І вони досі знаходяться там.
And they are still there.
Тому що це окупована територія.
Because today it's the occupied territory.
І Росія зробила з цього гетто.
And Russia just made ghetto out of the whole city.
Next. Коли це перші дні війни, перший місяць, перші два місяці війни.
These are the first two months of war.
Не було води у людей. І вони чекали сніг. Маріуполь.
People in Mariupol, since all the infrastructure was destroyed, they had no running water, no electricity,
Next.
So they were waiting for the snow to fall down so they can melt it and drink water.
Нещодавно я дізнався, що наша мама теж збирала сніг.
And we just learned not time ago that our
Next.
My mom, our mom was getting some snow to melt and
У них немає електрики, немає газу.
So people there have no electricity, you know, and no gas.
І вони готують їжу на вулиці.
And they cook their food on the open fire outside.
Next. Це хліб сушений.
This is the bread, the pieces of bread that they find and try to
Люди голодували 2 місяці.
Dry out a little bit and people were basically starving
Next.
For 2 months.
Боляче бачити, що там є діти.
And it's hard to see children among the people.
Next.
Among the adults, I mean.
Це один з улюблених наших ресторанів в Маріуполі.
And this is one of the famous places in Mariupol and we as family used to go there and celebrate birthdays and everybody loves this place.
Сьогодні він так виглядає.
And this is how it looks today.
Next. Якщо ви вже розумієте, то це цілий поверховий, багатоповерховий склався донизу.
Well, you can probably see that it used to be an apartment building and now part of it is just gone.
І наші волонтери, вони розбирають оці руїни.
And our volunteers are cleaning up those ruins.
Next. Це реальна історія.
And this is a true story that I'm going to share.
Ця жінка сидить і чекає, поки розберуть руїни.
So this woman is sitting there waiting for us to clean up the ruins of the house.
Тому що 3 тижні тому руїни поховали її доньку, і вона вірить, що вона ще жива.
And the explosion happened 3 weeks ago and 3 weeks ago and she's sitting there waiting for volunteers to clean up the ruins hoping that they can find her daughter hoping that she's still alive.
Next. Коли ми розбираємо руїни, ми знаходимо дуже багато особистих речей.
And of course when we clean up the ruins we find lots of personal
Next.
Personal belongings.
Була одна особлива знахідка.
And there was one thing that was especially touching.
Next. Наші волонтери знайшли Біблію.
Our volunteers found a Bible under the ruins.
І я дуже хотів її привезти вам.
And I really, really wanted to bring it here.
Щоб ви могли до неї торкнутися.
For you to see and just to hold.
Вона буде чекати вас там біля експозиції.
We will put her in the lobby so you can take a look.
Не засмучуйтесь, ви можете її полистати, погортати.
And don't be sad, you can take it and look at it, don't be afraid to ruin it.
Вона підписана.
And it's interesting, the Bible is signed.
Якась людина читала її.
And some person was reading the Bible.
Цікаво, що я погортав, що ж він підкреслював. Більше всього він підкреслював вірші, як треба ставитись до своєї дружини.
And I was looking through the Bible and I was looking for the verses that were underlined. It's so neat, the most verses
Next.
Underlined were talking about how the men should love their wives.
Також ми там просто мікс відбувся. Там все змішалось. Може, скажи про це, про фотки.
And of course when you clean up the ruins, you find so many different things that belong to different people and like looking at all the pictures that are mixed together and personal belongings and like kitchen supplies and it's all in chaos and it just reminds you and tells you that the life of the whole nation in the same chaos. The people's lives are mixed and matched and all around the place.
Ці фотографії чекають вас там.
And we have the set of pictures from the ruins that you can actually take a look at them and see what people's lives were ruined.
Подивіться на них, подумайте про життя.
And you can look at them and just think of life.
Це такі ж люди, як ми з вами.
So these are the people just like us.
І ми не знаємо, де вони зараз.
And we have no idea where they are today.
Ми зберігаємо ці фото.
We try to save these pictures.
Ми молимося за цих людей, маємо надію, що вони живі.
And we pray for these people hoping that they are alive.
Next. Також під час війни ми бачили багато чудес.
Also, during the time of war,
Це одне з таких чудес.
We saw so many miracles.
В одному селі була одна євангельська сім'я.
And this is a true story. This is one of the miracles. There was one little village and there was only one Christian family in the village.
І дуже не любили цю сім'ю люди, які жили в цьому селі.
And of course, all the locals did not like this family because they were so good.
Вони їх називали бабтюгани.
So they called them like names and this.
Да, вони були баптистами.
They were Baptists and they were calling them names.
І бомба розірвалась прямо біля їх будинку.
And the bomb exploded right next to their house.
Подивіться на цей будинок.
And just see this house.
Вони були в цьому будинку.
And they were at the time they were inside.
У них вилетіли тільки вікна.
And they just lost the
і частково пошкоджений дах.
The windows are broken and their roof is a little not in place.
У людей в селі відкрились очі.
But for the most part, the building is there, so people in the village were really surprised.
Повірте, зараз багато людей стають віруючими.
And it was a revelation to them, and believe me, many people in Ukraine are becoming believers today.
Next. Це ще одне чудо.
And this is another miracle.
Це дитячий будинок.
And this is an orphanage.
Тут знаходилось більше 30 дітей в цій кімнаті.
More than 30 kids were in this room.
За декілька годин до обстрілу діти були евакуйовані.
And basically like a few hours before the bombing the kids were evacuated from the building.
Next. Це наша сім'я 2 роки тому.
This is our family 2 years ago.
Ти можеш сказати, хто тут на фото?
Yeah, it's like our family, my mom in the middle, and her sister, and my dad.
Горе торкнулось нашої сім'ї також.
So we personally suffered, and we're grieving today.
Next. Це Олін тато.
This is Olga's dad.
Next. А це його будинок у Маріуполі.
And this is his house in Mariupol. And I can share a little bit. So when the war started, we were able to talk to them for a few days on the phone, and they said that it was really bad, but we all were hoping that it would be over soon and we can see each other. But at some point, we lost all the connection, and for 2 months we had no idea if my parents were even alive. And they're separated, they live in different places, and this is the house where I was born and where I grew up and where my dad lives. But after 2 months, when we finally talked to them, he told us that one day he went, there was a severe bombing, and he went to a bomb shelter to the house right across the street, and he had to stay there for 2 weeks because it was like constant bombing and no one could get outside. And when they finally got outside, so this is what they found. And like he was really stressed out and traumatized. And he basically lost everything he had, like literally everything.
Там згоріло все його життя.
Like his whole life was there. And also my childhood pictures.
Мої діти дуже любили цю квартиру.
Yeah, his apartment is right downtown, right next to the beautiful park, right next to the pier, and right next to the beautiful theater, and we spend lots and lots of time just walking around and enjoying the city, but it's all gone today.
І хочеться скажу вам один з ефектів війни психологічний. Я не вірю зараз, що це відбулось з нами.
And it's interesting one of the effects, like you share the stories but you still don't believe it. You see these pictures but you don't believe that the house is not there anymore.
От я розповідаю вам і сам не вірю.
Like I'm telling you the story and I don't believe myself.
Я не розумію, як це працює.
I don't know how your brain works.
То психологія розбирається, мабуть, ви знаєте.
So if you guys know some psychology, you can tell us later.
Next. Це біженці.
So these are all refugees.
Це один з вокзалів в Україні.
It is one of the train stations in Ukraine.
Із України загалом у нас біженців 17 мільйонів.
So basically there are 17 million refugees in Ukraine.
7 мільйонів виїхали з України.
7 million left the country.
І моя сім'я теж біженці.
Just as my family did.
І я вдячний вам, що ви їх прийняли.
And I'm so grateful to you guys, to your church, that you accepted them and embraced them with your love.
Next. Це люди, які ховаються від обстрілу під мостом.
So this is the ruined bridge and people are hiding under it during the air raid.
І як тільки наступає тиша, вони біжать.
And as soon as the air raid stops, they try to run further, so they're running away from their occupied cities or from the cities that are bombed. They're looking for the safer place for a shelter.
Ви бачите, людину тягнуть лежачу.
So people trying to escape the war, and you know, they carrying their children, they carrying people in the wheelchairs. Next. They're trying to get everyone away from the danger.
Next. А дуже шкода дітей. Дуже тяжко.
So sorry. We're so sorry about the kids.
Next. Да, це так виглядає сьогодні мами в Україні.
So this is how Ukrainian moms look today.
З автоматом.
Carrying the rifles and children.
Величезна кількість дітей виїхали з України.
A great number of children left Ukraine.
Next. І я не знаю, повернуться вони чи не повернуться.
And I don't know, will they be ever be back?
Чоловіки з дружинами розлучені.
So the whole families are separated, wives and husbands and children and parents.
Next. Цю картину намалювала одна жінка.
One lady painted this picture.
Вона якби виразила відчуття жінок, біженок.
So this is the how women refugees feel when they have to leave their houses, their homes.
Це наша церква, якій ми несемо служіння.
And this is our church building.
Це протестантська церква.
This is our church building where we serve people during the war, and it's a Protestant church.
Але вона зроблена в православному стилі.
But as you can see, it is built in Orthodox style.
Якщо ви були в Києві, то ви пам'ятаєте цей монумент.
If any of you guys were in Kyiv, you probably remember this monument.
І ліворуч знаходиться наша церква.
And right to the left you can see.
Вона з бетону.
Our church.
І вона дуже гарна для приховання від обстрілів.
And as I mentioned, it's built out of concrete and has very thick walls and it can be used as a shelter.
Це біженці, яких приймає наша церква.
And so these are the people, the refugees that our church has in the building, and then they send them to the safer places.
Це наше служіння евакуації.
So this is the ministry of evacuation.
Ми вивозимо людей з гарячих точок.
So first they go to the dangerous places, to occupied or bombed cities, and they help people to get out of there, and they bring them to church, and while they're in the church, they're trying to find safe places for them, either in Ukraine or abroad.
Ви бачите цю жіночку з похилого віку, да?
You can see this older lady, she cannot walk.
Вона жива.
She's alive, but she's too old to walk, so the people just help her to find safety.
Це один з наших автобусів.
It's one of the buses.
І в ньому 10 посадочних місць.
One of the buses that evacuate people, and basically this bus it has like 10 seats for 10
але
people.
Але сідали завжди 16-18 людей.
But usually there are up to 20 people on the bus.
Next. Ми з підвалів витягували людей.
So we were able to get people out of basements, from under the ruins, all kind of places.
Ця жінка прожила там 34 дні.
This lady lived in the basement for 34 days.
В неї вже давно закінчилась їжа.
She was completely out of food. And water.
Дуже тяжко бачити, коли ховаються діти і страждають діти.
It's very difficult to see the children in the basement and in the shelters.
Я маю надію, що в ваші молитовні списки потраплять діти України.
And I really hope that you can continue praying for Ukrainian children.
Next. Да, новонароджені діти.
So infants, I mean, the war does not spare anyone.
Next. Ви розумієте, да, що вони ховаються в підвалах?
So You probably see that all of these pictures are taken in the basements or in the bomb shelters.
Це станція метро.
And this is the metro station.
Це нашої сім'ї бомбосховище.
This is the shelter when our family used to hide.
Там собаки, кіцькі всі разом.
It is an interesting experience, and when you go there, you see little children in the strollers,
Next.
You see little toddlers, you see older people with the canes,
Next.
People in the wheelchairs, and people bring their little pets, Next. Like little parakeets in the cage, like little
Next.
Rats, everything and everyone is like Noah's Ark.
Одного разу до нашої церкви евакуювали цю жінку з цими собаками.
And this woman with her dogs were hiding from the air raids in the church many times.
Виявилось, що вона евакуювала цих собак, це не її собаки.
And we figured out that these dogs are not hers. She was just found in this people's dogs and trying to help them.
Next. Це місце зустрічі нашої церкви.
So this is the sanctuary of our church.
Ми прибирали стільці.
So we moved all the chairs from the sanctuary.
І там люди сплять, ми їм там проповідуємо.
And put some little mattresses and blankets so people can sleep
Next.
There. And this is actually the place where we spent several first nights in the
Next.
Church.
Next. Є люди, які не захотіли евакуюватись, ми їм допомагаємо продовольством.
And as I said, there were some people
Next.
Who did not want to leave their ruined houses, ruined homes, so our task was to
Next.
Help them with food and medicine if needed.
Будь ласка, ще раз прошу, моліться за дітей України.
Please, I ask you again to pray for the children of Ukraine.
Ця дівчинка побачила це все.
So this girl experienced the war herself and saw the war with her own eyes.
Діти не повинні бачити це.
And children should not see any of it.
Next. Next. Наші діти гуляють серед таких речей.
So today children Next. Are playing among those tanks and bombs.
Ці хлопці грають в шахи.
And the guys are playing chess.
Next. Це деякі вулиці України такі.
Some streets of Ukrainian cities
Next.
Today.
Next. 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 Ми вчимо дітей молитись.
We teach our children to pray.
Мабуть, це єдине, що ми можемо їм зараз допомогти робити.
It's probably the only thing we can help them with now.
Нам зараз тяжко казати дітям, що Бог є любов.
It's hard to tell your children that God is love.
Але ми сміливо їм кажемо, що Бог їх чує.
But we can bravely say that God can hear them today.
Next. Моліться, будь ласка, за те, щоб українці не ображались.
And please pray for Ukrainians not to feel abandoned and not to feel offended.
Багато українців так себе відчувають.
Unfortunately, this is how many Ukrainians feel today.
І я переживаю за українців, щоб вони не ображались.
And I'm afraid I don't want them to be offended.
Next. Це наші захисники.
These are our soldiers.
Це наші герої.
Our heroes.
Це фото до війни.
This is the picture of the guy before the war.
And next.
And the next picture.
Це фото через 3 місяці війни.
The picture of the same person after the 3 months of war.
Його фотокартка там є.
And you can see actually this picture outside.
Подивіться на його руки.
Just look closer to his face, to his hands.
Їм дають вихідні дні, але вони не йдуть.
And we know that these guys are given days off and but they never want they don't want to leave the battlefield.
Next. Йому 34 роки.
He's 34.
Це його фото до війни.
And this is his picture before the war.
Next. Це захисник Азовсталю, таким він виглядає сьогодні.
And this is how he looks today and he's one of the soldiers that were fighting for the Azov steel plant in Mariupol.
Українці постаріли.
The Ukrainian aged tremendously.
Next. Сьогодні він в полоні.
Today this guy is captive prison. He's a prisoner of war in Russia.
Ці захисники особливі для нас.
And these guys who were fighting in this plant steel plant are very special to us.
Це наш президент Зеленський.
And this is our president Zelensky.
На початку війни.
Before the war. At the beginning of the war.
Сьогодні він виглядає так.
This is how he looks today.
Next. Так живуть наші захисники глибоко під землею. Не розповідає про Азовсталь.
This is how our soldiers live in the battlefields or under the ground.
Next. Це реальне фото.
This is a true picture.
Просто спіймали момент.
It just happened, somebody took it.
І він живий.
And this guy is alive.
І він так і продовжив іти.
And he continued to walk this Next. Picture and he's still in the battlefield.
Вони зустріли один одного на війні.
And this couple, these guys met each other during the war.
Next. Він зробив їй пропозицію і зробив обручки з фольги.
And he proposed her and they made their rings out of the candy foil.
Next. За 5 днів його вбило.
Unfortunately, after 5 days they got married, he was killed.
Next. Це особливе фото.
And this is a very special picture.
Її зробив християнин.
A Christian reporter took it.
Це реальне фото.
It's a true picture.
Це військові, які ховались під землею багато днів і держали опір.
These guys were defending the city for many days and they were hiding deep under the ground in the remnants of the steel plant.
І вони дуже чекали, коли сонце вийде.
And since they were spending days and days under the ground, they could see no sunshine, so they were waiting for any sun rain to beam through the ruins.
І людина, яка там стоїть, він сказав такі слова.
And this guy who actually caught the sun ray, this is what he said.
Ми знаємо, що сонце є.
We know that sun exists.
Його просто треба дочекатись.
You just have to wait for it.
Ми знаємо, що Бог є.
And we know God exists.
Його просто треба дочекатись.
We just have to wait for him.
Next. Ми допомагаємо таким людям сьогодні.
And we're helping as churches, volunteers, we're helping people like this lady today.
Церква сьогодні це надія для України.
And today church is the hope for people.
Наша церква йде до таких людей.
So our church reaches out to people like this lady.
І ми пропонуємо їм зробити дах над головою.
And we help them to help to we offer them to help restore the ruins and just maybe rebuild the roof.
Її звати Ніна.
Her name is Nina.
Вона живе в своєму розруйнованому будинку.
And she lives in her half ruined, totally ruined house.
І вона нікуди не піде.
And she's not going to leave her.
Це тяжко пояснити, ви не зрозумієте.
It's hard to understand. People just want to stay where they belong to. They are Ukrainians.
І ми зараз відбудовуємо цей будинок.
And we're helping this lady to rebuild her
Next.
House.
Це ще одна сім'я.
There's another family.
Ми їм також допомагаємо. Next.
That we also help.
Це наша команда.
And this is the team of volunteers.
Половина з цих це наші брати з церкви.
And imagine that half of these people are brothers and sisters from our church.
А половина це люди не церковні.
And half of them are people that are not believers, people that know nothing about church.
Які дізналися, що робить церква.
And they learned that the church was helping society.
І попросили нас, чи можна до вас приєднатися.
And they asked us to join into the ministry.
Ми поставили наметове містечко.
So we were able to put this little camp with a tent.
І наші волонтери там живуть.
And our volunteers actually moved in there.
Це мій сопастор.
And you can see in white shirt is my co-pastor.
Він зараз несе служіння, тому що я тут, він один.
So he's there instead of me.
І це абсолютно невіруюча людина.
And next to him there is a person who is like totally non-believer.
Який просто в шоці від того, що він переживає, працюючи з християнами.
And he was like highly impressed by what
next.
Christians are able to endure and able to do.
Це два нових віруючих.
And these are two new converts.
які саме через співпрацю з нами під час війни дізнались про Христа.
And they came to know Christ while working with believers while rebuilding.
На цьому місці буде новий будинок.
And here there will be a new house soon.
Next. Ми його будуємо дуже простими, робимо.
We keep it really simple. We try to accomplish the work fast.
Next. Це вдова, в неї нікого немає, ні дітей, ні чоловіка.
This lady is a widow, she has no relatives.
Next. Ми для неї побудуємо дуже маленький будиночок.
So they're building like a tiny square house for her.
Його розміри будуть як від мене до дружини.
Like from me to my wife.
І він буде такий квадратний.
Like real,
next.
Real small square house.
Там буде все необхідне для неї.
She will have everything necessary. And they want to accomplish it before the cold.
І це бюджетний варіант. Ну, це можливо нам фінансово зробити.
And it's not super expensive
we
can do it in short terms.
І ми хочемо таких побудувати 30.
So we want our goal is to build 30 of houses like this.
Next. Це особливі дві останні фотографії.
And these are two last pictures that are especially and very dear to me.
Я обіцяв не плакати, але це буде непросто.
And again, I told you I would not cry, but it's not easy.
Це група по вивченню Біблії.
This is the Bible study group.
Для нецерковних людей, які з нами разом служили як волонтери.
And this group is for people who have no religious or who are not Christians and they were just serving together with us all this time.
Ми їм допомагали продуктами.
There were times when we were helping them with food.
І от одного разу ми запропонували всім, хто цікавиться Богом і вивченням Біблії, ви можете прийти.
And one day we suggested, well, if you're interested to know more about God and learn Bible with us, you're welcome.
І наші брати поставили 10 стільців.
So our brothers put 10 chairs in the circle.
Вони були в чотирьох.
And there were 10 brothers, 10 volunteers.
І думали, може прийде 6 людей.
And they were and so there were 4 of them and they were expecting
Next.
maybe 6 people to show up.
Подивіться на цю групу людей.
And just look at this group of people.
Вони вже четвертий раз зустрічались.
So it's definitely more than 6 and it's the first time that they're getting together.
Я не знаю цих людей.
I don't know these people.
Тому що я тут зараз з моєю сім'єю, а вони там займаються учнівством.
Seems like you're jealous. Like because I'm here with my family and here they are making disciples.
На останньому богослужінні було 200 людей.
At the last church service we had there were 200 people.
80 це були наші люди з нашої церкви.
And only 80 of them were people from the church.
Більшість людей ми бачили вперше.
Most of the people we had never seen before.
Нам здається, що щось особливе відбувається.
And it feels that something special is going on.
Люди об'єднались навколо віри в Бога.
The people are united around the faith.
Шукають відповідь на свої питання.
They're looking for the answers.
І церква для них стала близькою.
And church becomes close to them.
Тому що під час війни церква не закрила свої двері.
Because during the war, church did not close its doors.
Наша церква не закривалась під час пандемії ковіду.
While COVID, we did not close the church.
І вона не закривається під час
And
війни.
During the war, we're not doing it either.
І для мене честь і привілей бути в такому служінні.
And for me, it's such an honor and such a privilege to be part of this Ukrainian ministry.
Про що ви будете молитись за Україну?
So, and I would like to ask you guys if you chose like two prayer requests and that you will be praying for. If you can tell us.
I would say discipleship and preferably repentance and discipleship for all the people.
Thank you. One more this location. Thank you. How about you guys?
Children.
Thank you. Children Ukraine. One more?
For rebuilding the homes and helping the people.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
That poor man's on both sides of the hill is to be irrational. Oh, let's just fight! No, not together.
Окей. It's important. Thank you. Thank you. One more? Thank you. У вас з'явились якісь пункти, за що ви будете молитись? Таким чином ми оновили наш молитовний список.
I'm sure you all have something you will be praying for, and we're happy that you will.
Дякую вам.
Thank you.
Я затягнув на 10 хвилин, тому, мабуть, що на питання-відповіді немає можливості.
I don't know if we have time for questions and answers.
Я маю надію, що ми вас не дуже налякали.
Got some time to take just a few questions. So if you've got a question, just raise your hand. I'll bring the mic to you, and then you can ask the question, and we'll go from you to
Sherman,
Olga translating to Sasha, and then back to me again.
So just something really basic. How are you getting food and water, and what can we do to help?
Люди, які живуть на окупованих територіях, дійсно, у них є такі проблеми.
Well, it is true. People who live on the occupied territory really struggle from the shortage of food and water.
Ми не можемо їм ніяк допомогти.
And there, we cannot help those who live on the occupied territories.
Абсолютно контролює їх Росія.
Because they're under control of Russia.
Но з електрикою можна допомогти селам, які зруйновані. Ми можемо купляти їм електрогенератори.
What we can do for the people in the occupied territories, we can help with the electricity, like buying generators and helping with the electrical wires.
Також у нас є фонд «Друзі України».
Also, we have the foundation «Friends of Ukraine».
Якщо ви надсилаєте нам фінанси через цей фонд, ми робимо закупівлю продуктів.
And they help financially to buy the food and water.
Бензин.
Also the gas.
Величезна проблема з бензином.
The gas is a huge problem.
Електрогенератори.
And as I said, electrogenerators.
Будівельні інструменти.
All kind of construction supplies.
Ми буримо землю, щоб воду звідти добувати.
And we do drill the land to get some water.
І нашу контактну інформацію ви можете отримати на столі, там де фотографії.
And there is more contact information that you can find.
Ви можете
писати нам. In the lobby, and you can write us letters.
Ми будемо відповідати вам.
And we can answer these questions.
І ви зможете прийняти участь.
And you can, this is how you can participate.
До речі, одного дня, коли буде більш безпечно в Україні, ми покличемо американців приїхати разом будувати.
But also in order to ask how you can help, like one day when it is safe to go to Ukraine, we will definitely ask the guys, I mean anyone who can come and help to rebuild.
І ви зможете своїми дарами послужити.
So you can serve with your gifts and talents and your experience.
Слідкуйте за оголошеннями LifePoint.
So just watch the announcements from LifePoint.
Any other questions? Yeah.
What is the cost of the little houses they're trying to build?
Такий проект стоїть $5,000.
This little the project that was showed it cost like $5,000.
Other questions?
I understand that Ukrainian farmers raise large amounts of agricultural products, corn, wheat, sunflowers. Can you tell me how they are doing in this conflict?
Очень плохо дела.
Well, the things are not really well for them.
Огромне кількість земель обстріляно і заміновано.
Unfortunately, a great part of the Ukrainian land is covered with the remnants of the bombs, and a great part is mined.
Села, які обстрілювались російськими, люди не можуть там зараз вирощувати свою продукцію.
And unfortunately, the villages that the farmers, they cannot grow any crops because their fields are mined.
Для розмінування, от якщо йде війна, і один день обстрілів, 30 днів потрібно, щоб розмінувати.
Well, just for the statistics, during the wartime, if the bombing goes during the whole day, like 24 hours, it takes 30 days to unmine and clean the territory.
Да, поэтому Наша страна аграрная.
So as you said, our country is agricultural. We grow a lot of crops.
Украина занимает третье место в мире по экспорту пшеницы.
And Ukraine takes the third place exporting wheat.
Гитлер, когда оккупировал украинские территории, вывозил нашу черную землю.
Hitler, when occupied Ukraine, he was actually loading trains with Ukrainian soil and taking it to Germany.
У нас черная земля 1 метр по всей Украине.
And we have like this thick of soil, which is like black soil.
И наши люди сегодня не могут ее обрабатывать.
Yeah, and our people cannot work on it today.
Плюс постоянные обстрелы.
And besides, it's constant bombing.
И я не знаю, что ждет мир, потому что от пшеницы от украинской пшеницы очень много зависит.
So I don't really know what to expect, because the whole world was buying wheat from us.
Any other questions?
По-перше, дуже дякую, що ви робите.
Україні, дякую, українська мова, чудово.
Так, так, я не міг пропустити, хтось сказав, що слава ви тут Богу будете. Дякую. Я також допомагаю сім'ї, яка уся сім'я в Україні, сім'я. І моє питання для вас, які медикаменти, чи що потрібно, чого не достати зараз в Україні чи в Європі? Що можуть люди покупати тут і слати туди, і як це можна робити?
Okay, we have a question from a Ukrainian. Like, what would be the medication that mostly needed in Ukraine, which would definitely see the shortage of medication, and what would be the medication that we can get from the States or from Europe?
Вам потрібно взяти контактну інформацію нашу, надіслати нам листа, і ми дамо вам інструкцію. Як можна точно допомогти?
Yeah, so we just encourage to ask to take our contact information and send us a letter, and we have the whole list of medications that we for sure know that people need.
Чого дуже не вистачає, це для діабетиків.
Especially people with diabetes suffer.
Інсулін.
Insulin.
Pumps і все, що пов'язане з діабетом.
So they are the most people who are in need.
Кардіологічні ліки.
And also like all kinds of heart medication.
І оці препарати надання першої медичної допомоги.
And the first medical aid machines, like the electrical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
У нас підвищилась кількість інфарктів серед населення.
Because unfortunately there is the rate of heart attacks really increased.
І нам дуже потрібні турнікети.
And we really need the tourniquets to stop bleeding.
Ви знаєте, що таке турнікет, да? Зупиняти кров. Так? Це величезна потреба. Люди помирають від того, що не мають чим зупинити кров.
So this also would be the greatest need, because like most people who are wounded, they die not because of the wound, but because of the blood, they lose blood.
У нас зараз наші волонтери всі носять 2 турнікети. Один для себе, а інший для когось, кому допомагати.
We try to supply tourniquets for all our volunteers, like at least 2, one for themselves and one for somebody else.
Тому що обстріли, ось вони, відбувається обстріл, людей поранить, і вони помирають від стікання крові.
Yeah, because as we said, like after the bomb, after the shootings, people could have survived, but unfortunately many of them die because of blood, the blood.
Пишіть нам і детальніше розкажемо.
So please contact us and we'll give more information.
Right. When it comes to building, what particular skills are they looking for people to help with the carpentry and construction? I mean, I currently work in construction as a first-year apprentice carpenter, so I was wondering what skill sets they're after to help build the houses.
Якщо вас цікавить відповідь на це запитання, візьміть нашу контактну інформацію, ми вам надішлемо всю інструкцію. Але якщо коротко відповісти, нам потрібні столяри.
Well, again, like any hands needed, and we can also provide you the more detailed information. So, if you could please contact us, but right away I can sell that we do need carpenters because a lot of wooden construction.
Електрики.
The electricians.
Сантехніки.
Plumbers.
І хто вміє управляти процесами.
And people who know how to build, to organize others.
通过这场战争，你对中国政府有什么看法？
What's your view on Chinese government after this war?
What do we think about Chinese government? Що ви думаєте про китайське правительство?
Thank you. Ну, дивіться, Путін перед початком війни був у Сі Цзіньпіна.
Before the war, Putin attended China.
Ми думаємо, що він їздив за дозволом.
And it looked like he went to China to ask for permission to start the war.
І, скоріше за все, йому сказали, після Олімпіади можеш починати.
And obviously he was given permission to start after the Olympics.
І він повернувся дуже щасливий.
And he came from China, he came back very happy.
І ми думали, що Китай буде підтримувати.
And originally we thought that China would be supportive of what Russia's
doing. Тому
що
він був дуже щасливий.
Because Putin was really happy giving the interviews and talking about it.
Але сьогодні Китай не виглядає так, як він підтримує.
But today it doesn't seem that China supports Russia.
І нас це лякає.
And it kind of, well, scary.
Тому що чому Путін був такий щасливий?
Because why Putin was so happy after visiting China?
Можливо, в них є більший план.
Maybe they have a bigger plan.
І ми про нього дізнаємось часом.
And we will learn about it sometime soon.
Ми нервуємось.
It's a little uneasy.
We are nervous.
Well, obviously this is a world situation with China and everybody else, but what do you think NATO is going to be able to do for the Ukraine? I saw that one cartoon, and it looked like NATO was standing on the outside. What's it look like from your perspective?
Я не є експерт.
I'm not an expert.
Я скажу як українець.
I can only share from the perspective of you of a average Ukrainian.
Нас обдурили.
We were deceived.
І нам тяжко не ображатись.
And it's hard not to take it personal and not to be offended.
До нас одного разу прилетів Клінтон.
Like one day Clinton came to Ukraine.
І він переконав нас відмовитись від ядерної зброї.
And together with others, he talked us into giving away the nuclear weapon.
У нас була третя по більшості ядерної зброї в світі.
Ukraine was the third largest nuclear country in the world at that time.
І Україна погодилась.
And Ukraine agreed.
Британія, Штати і Росія дали гарантії.
So America, Britain and Russia guaranteed the peace.
Не нападати на Україну.
They provide guarantees that they are not going to attack Ukraine.
І якщо хтось нападе, захищати.
And if someone attacks us, they will protect. They would protect.
Нам тяжко не ображатись.
So it's hard to think of it today and not to be personally hurt.
Ми не хочемо, щоб НАТО воювало, тому що там живуть мирні люди. Навіщо їм це горе?
And of course we don't want NATO to get itself into the war because we've seen so much and we don't want other people, average people like us to go through something like we've seen.
Ну я не знаю, як ми можемо самі справитись.
But at the same time, I don't know how we can stop this evil just by our own efforts.
Українці сказали: воля або смерть.
Ukrainians say today it's either freedom or death.
І це серйозно.
And they're serious about it. They mean it.
Але хто наступний після українців?
But at the same time, who's going to be next?
Well, from this America,
Thank you, sir. Я скажу, що нещодавно ви святкували День спогадів загиблих за свободу. І для нас це був тут особливий день.
And just to mention something, you had the Veterans Day not long time ago, and for us being here, it was a very special day too.
Знаєте чому?
And I can tell you why.
Тому що ваші військові волонтери сьогодні в Україні.
Because your soldiers, volunteers are fighting for us in Ukraine.
І вони дуже хоробро сражаються.
And they're very brave guys.
І нещомало загинуло.
And unfortunately, not everybody makes it.
Ви не можете знати про це сьогодні.
Of course, we don't know the numbers and the names today.
Тому що це таємниця під час війни.
It's a military time, war time.
Але ви дізнаєтесь про ваших героїв.
But I'm sure we all will know about the heroes.
І вони герої для нас.
And your heroes are our heroes.
Maybe one more question, if there's a question. If not, we're going to have an opportunity to pray tonight, too. So, okay. Well, let's take a moment just so that you all know. The missions team here at LifePoint will be meeting tomorrow night with Sasha and Olga just to get some information on what some additional needs are. They mentioned a little bit about ways that you can help. If you're part of LifePoint Church and you don't know this yet, you can give to a fund that we've set up called the Ukraine Relief Fund. You can do that online or however other ways that you give to the church. That will be designated to that fund, and that fund we're using right now primarily to help the family here in the States, rent, utilities, transportation, those types of things here in the States while they're here. You can continue to give to the missions fund, just the general missions fund, and with that fund we're utilizing that to help out primarily by giving through the organization they call Friends of Ukraine. And with those funds we're able to help with supplies, medical supplies, things like that. And that we've done primarily just by Sasha and or Olga letting us know, hey, here's what the need is. And then the mission team responds with that funding. I don't know the exact number right now, but it's in the tens and tens and tens and tens and tens of thousands of dollars that generous people here at LifePoint have given to missions and that we have in turn moved through Friends of Ukraine, purchasing a vehicle so that Sasha can make some of these runs to pick up people and do these rescues. And so that fund, that's how we're trying to help out corporately, collectively as a church body. You're also at any time, they're more than happy, I'm sure, if you want to just go online yourself to Friends of Ukraine and give, you can do that directly as well. But we are utilizing a lot of the funds that we have here in our missions fund, not just for humanitarian aid, but you've heard too that there are people who are coming to know Jesus and meeting Christ, and so we feel good about utilizing mission funding because it's not just going for humanitarian aid. Humanitarian aid is a wonderful thing, but these are missions dollars. So we want to make sure that there's a connection to the gospel with every one of the mission dollars that we send out. And we see that in the work and the ministry of what's going on through Almas Church and Friends of Ukraine and certainly what Sasha and his team are doing there in Ukraine. So that's just more of an informational bit. Yeah.
Before we pray, I wanted to say something.
LifePoint церковь, ви очень сильно помогаєте.
The LifePoint Church family, you are a great help in Ukraine.
Я вам говорю, це огромна допомога.
And like from the person who've been there, I assure you that it's a tremendous help.
Благодаря тому, що ви позаботилися моєю сім'єю, я позаботився о 3000 біженцях.
So you're helping the ministry tremendously, and because of your help in my family here, I am able to help multiple people like back home in Ukraine, and we've been able to rescue 3,000 people from the dangerous places.
Моя машина умерла во время евакуації людей.
Like, unfortunately, my car died while taking people from the dangerous places, and because of you guys, we were able to get a new one.
І у мене таких свідчень сотні.
And I have like millions and millions of testimonies like that.
В Біблії написано, друг любить во всяке
время. And the Bible tells that a friend loves at any times.
І приходить во
время беди. And comes at the times of trouble.
Ви настоящі друзі України.
You are true friends of Ukraine.
І я хочу подарити вам
этот флаг. And I want to give you this flag.
Здесь написано, прочитайте.
So in this home.
So this says, in this home, we stand with Ukraine.
У вас здесь живёт сім'я.
So there's a wonderful family in this home.
So we'll find a place for this somewhere in the commons so that people can see this. So yeah. Thank you.